Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trey Edwards, John Gervais, and Jason Madison. Got a great show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for all the extra content. We got the OG podcast. We fired that back up. It's consistent. Back all your favorites. If you love this in the True Hoop era, it's back to where it was, and better than ever. You get the special edition Cinephobe episodes, like Half Baked, like Great White Hype, like Jingle All the Way Too. Trust me, if you think, oh, I listen to every Cinephobe episode, but I'm not a Patreon member, you haven't listened to every episode. We got those there. We also do the watch-alongs, the re-Washingtons, I should say. We're if you're listening to this on Monday, we're doing one tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern. We're re-watching X versus Sever, Ballistic X versus Sever. So you don't want to miss that. There's the Discord. There's the overflows. There's so much extra content. Stay locked in right there. Like I said, patreon.com/countthedings. All right, let's get the show started.
Listen. We got the tunnels, man. We got to talk. Speaking of New York, we got to talk about the tunnels.
Man. Oh, the Jew tunnels, man. Again, I in the words of my man Steven Jackson, I got love for everybody who love everybody. This is not a ethnicity thing or religious persuasion or whatever. I'm just saying it was a tunnel built by some Jewish people. Going under my favorite tweet was like, I hear people speaking Yiddish, but I live on the ground floor. And the nigga's like, y'all owe me an apology. You know,
put me on. Okay. Like, where were they going? I saw it, but I didn't like, where were the tunnels? Where were they going?
Apparently the tunnel was in between two different, the story gets crazier than just a Hasidic Jew climbing out of a sewer. The tunnel was built, I want to say during the pandemic, between two different temples or two different like spots.
Synagogues.
Right? Synagogues. Now, apparently the one side was like, we don't rock with them anymore. So they wanted to shut that shit down. But the niggas on this side were like, no, we're not shutting this shit down. And that's how like the cops got tipped off about it. So then the cops came and shut the shit down. And all hell broke loose. And so it's one of those things like, what, like the first time I heard about it, someone sent me a tweet and the tweet was like, imagine you're walking down the street and you see a Hasidic Jew climb out of the sewer, but you don't have your phone on you or your phone ran out of battery. And you trying to tell someone this story without sounding anti-Semitic. And I was like, what the fuck? Because the original tweet had been referring to was deleted. So I was like, I went back to my friend. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this about? My friend was like, yo, there's a Jew tunnel in New York. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, I can't Google that shit. So they were like, just look up New York tunnel because it'll come up. And I did. And I saw the video.
Google that shit.
Oh, shit is nuts. Because at first I was like, yo, this must be some crazy shit. Like these people are so afraid that they built tunnels to escape just in case. Right. Like the shit get cracking. Yeah. Then I found out, like, no, this had nothing to do with no.
Nah.
This
wasn't a response to another.
Yeah, this wasn't a bunker for the end days. This was
people want to access a different, they go across the street basically without being outside. So
bro, but that video
it's just building
is one of the funniest videos. Like if you were to explain that video to somebody, like you said, like nigga would be like, "What are you telling a bad joke? Like, are you telling a tasteless joke right now?" But that shit is hilarious. The nigga had the hat on. The covering was like the perfect size for like a human to come out of too. And I was like, "Who cut the hole in this motherfucker to make it so that a nigga could just like?" And just
slide up,
and he just slid out like it was so normal too. He wasn't even like looking like it was crazy.
Weren't they rumbling like the cops or something too? Like,
yeah,
like
that, man,
they was catching like, fire like, down there.
Like, I don't understand. Like, why are they rumbling? Like, what's like?
They don't want that tunnel taken away.
Who cares? Like, what's down there? Did anyone go down there and see what's down there?
I'm sure this is praying.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, bro. But like. That was
just curious. Like, I want to know what's in the tunnel. What if they got some good shit down there?
I need to know. You fucking curious ass bitch. Jerm, like, what's happening down here, man?
What y'all niggas got going on down here?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to just look from the top. I'm not going to walk down there, though. Like, I'm going to just look.
What if they got hoes over there, man?
Oh, man. I'm there, bro. I'm not going into. No, dog. I'm not going into no tunnel. Anytime someone does that in the movie,
not no tunnel.
Come out.
Not no like homemade tunnel. Like, that's what I think. It's like, y'all tunneled through this shit? Like, I don't trust y'all niggas, man.
That's what I wonder. Like, did they hire contractors to do this motherfucker? Was it like a 6-month situation? Was niggas like bickering over the price on how to, you know what I'm saying, the entryways?
Look, I've had a million things in my life that I wanted to accomplish. So I've done some so far, some I haven't. Two things that were on my list since I was a kid to accomplish was to never fall in the well. Right, that never was get trapped in the well.
That was big in the 80s and 90s, man. I don't know what the fuck that was about. That's my generation. I don't know what we were doing. We were getting stuck in wells constantly.
Where were all these wells?
Being with you. I'll keep it real. I'm kind of like terrified of wells. Like, I don't, even as an adult, like, I don't go close to them, dog. I don't know. Like, it was a million kids were just getting trapped in wells as we were kids. Yeah. And the other one was to never get trapped in the tunnel. Like, because all those coal miners and everything all those movies. Yeah. Like, so I'm good. I don't.
Bro, have y'all ever been to Mexico or like anywhere that has like the cenotes?
No.
Oh, I haven't. I have like a fear of heights and I'm a little claustrophobic as well. It might just be a part of being black. But like in the cenotes, for real, in the cenotes, it's basically like an underground cave tunnel. You know what I'm saying? And like whenever I get in an enclosed area where if like the thing behind me gets shut off, like, and I would be trapped. Like, I get like the craziest, like,
damn.
Oh, wait, is that the
but like, you gotta be calm. Go
water, like the cave. Hold on.
Oh, now but it's fun. Now this thing feel comfortable. Now this thing.
Listen. I'm going back to what Amin said. He said, "What if there's some hoes down there?" And I'm thinking that really wasn't my thing, right? But I've been to Mexico. And I've done,
the pussy.
I've done that, right?
We'll steal from there, brother.
Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, all right? I was scared out of my mind the entire time, dog. That was in there. But wasn't going to let that shit show. Hell no. I'm not going to be weak out in this motherfucker tunnel.
Bro, that's just scary. But it's funny because you'll see like little kids playing in the little pool area that they got like in there and all that, and
with no care in the world, bro. And here I am, a grown ass man.
Like, I am shook.
Like, I'm not like, going too far away from that opening because, bro, I've seen movies that these shits collapse.
If a cloud blocks the sun, I'm running for the light. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wait, what's going on back there? Like, and luckily it's no wildlife or like no fish or nothing that can live in there. But bro, if there was anything, because that's the other thing, I'm scared. It's a motherfucking Loch Ness, some shit. You know what I'm saying? A crocodile, anything.
This nigga, you got mythical animals coming up out the water?
For sure. It's Mr. Tumnus. It's all kind of shit.
Mr. Tumnus?
Yeah. All kind
Who's
of
Mr. Tumnus?
From fucking Narnia, yeah, man.
Lion, Witch, and
the
Wardrobe.
Shit.
The centaur, nigga.
Narnia.
I was thinking about, what was the thing in South Park?
What
was that?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal, ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
It was like what the fuck was that thing? It was never mind. I can't think. This is why Trey needs to be here. Right. Trey probably would know that.
Right. The Young Thug, my nigga.
Oh yeah. Let's end it with that. Let's end it with that. When they playing Lifestyle in the court. At some point it just doesn't feel like real life anymore. I feel like we're on some sketch show or something like that.
As my nigga Chuck English would say, this bitch is glitching.
What's happening? Like this DA, like
what is this?
They had no case. They have no case. Like at first when the indictments came in, I was like, fuck, these niggas done like they had wiretapped everything and they did the Russell Crowe in American Gangster. Like they pieced in all the pieces together.
Right.
And now I'm listening to their case and I'm like, this is what you guys.
They're literally trying to use lyrics from a song, from a rap song, to prove that this nigga committed a crime. Like, that's the shit. Like, they don't like these bank records and this and that, and he was here at 11:58, and this is what happened. They don't, like, that's not how this is operating.
No.
They're just
play the song.
Play the song.
And then I look at the jury like, was I lying?
I want to say shout out to them for playing Lifestyle, because I hadn't heard that in a while, and I definitely went back and started playing that shit over the last couple of days.
I had that
that's
going
my
in the
shit.
Uber.
That shit fucking broke.
Uber the last couple of nights. I was like, man, yeah, we got to put this Lifestyle back in rotation. This is a banger.
Yo, it was like 50. It was like 55 degrees on Saturday. Like around like 10 a.m., boom, nigga. Oh, man, I had the window down, dog. I had Lifestyle playing, bro. I was excited. What?
Okay, it's 59 right now, and I'm shivering.
Man, fuck y'all.
Yo, by the way,
speaking
of good climate, man, I know we said we're ending on that shit, but one more thing. I was in Chicago for the Ring of Honor thing. And they honored like the 95-96 Bulls and like other great people from Bulls history, Phil Jackson, Tex Winter, Artis Gilmore, Bob Love, obviously Mike and Scotty, and Jerry Krause. And what is it? Jerry Krause, who's dead. So his wife was there representing him. So he said, Jerry Krause, representing Jerry Krause, his wife, Thelma. And they put it on the screen, but it was too late. The niggas had already started booing. They were booing Jerry Krause. And while his widow, she's like, my husband died 3 years ago, and y'all niggas are booing him. She starts crying. And oh, the shit was crazy. But I was trying to think, yo, whose fault is it? Because the reality is this. I get it. Jerry Krause fucked the shit up and tore it down, right? He also built the shit. Everyone's like, well, he didn't draft Michael Jordan. Fair enough. He drafted all them other niggas, though, and traded for Rodman when nobody wanted Rodman. He traded Will Perdue for Dennis Rodman straight up. Think about that shit, man. Like, the dude, like, did his thing for sure. He's the one that, when he hired Doug Collins, he said, you got to have Phil Jackson on your staff, because he thought that this motherfucker is going to be a head coach one day. He's the one that fired Doug Collins, even though they'd gone to the conference finals and won 55 games, whatever, and put Phil Jackson in charge. Like, he did mad shit. But people shit on him for the end, and also because Michael Jordan has always never passed up an opportunity to shit on him. So, matter of fact, I guess we know why this shit is.
That's why I was like gesturing like that, because it's like, you keep going, you're getting there, you're getting warmer. And it's like, that's exactly why they boo him. And he'll always get booed. And it's unfortunate that they put his wife in that situation. And that's kind of what your question was, like, why would they do that? Everybody knows that nobody in the fan base likes Jerry Krause, specifically because Michael Jordan, the person who represents the Bulls, has always shitted on him and never misses an opportunity to shit on him. So what did you expect? Why would you do that to that lady? That was mean. That was just mean. Because three people knew before it happened. At least three people who were part of the organizing committee knew.
Say, like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, like, this might get ugly.
I would like to just say that I hope that this incident is something that is follows Chicago sports fans and it's not overlooked, because that's some ignorant ass shit that they did. Right, that's
ladies
ignorant.
And gentlemen, Jervin is just building a booing Santa Claus, cheering Michael Irvin.
Hold on. Irvin, I get right. Like, I listen.
But I'm just saying, like,
I understand your thing.
You don't care about Chicago fans being held accountable. You just care about Philly fans being held to that shit for years.
Bro, and like, that shit would have been the lead story on fucking SportsCenter, fucking on Yahoo's fucking homepage, fucking all over. Everyone would have been breaking news. Philadelphia, like, niggas don't even talk about it anymore. It's irrelevant to them. That's crazy.
But like, also because of France, because of the Bulls suck. Also, so that's probably why it's not front page news. Like, I know Trey's not here to defend his team, but
he probably don't even like the Bulls anymore. he probably got a new team. Yeah. He probably a Suns fan now.
Suns or the Bucks, he's just, whatever the team is in first place, he might be a Timberwolves fan next week. Oh man. a nigga big front run. I know Trey's not here to defend himself. Not, you know.
But no, it's okay, because we would say this with them here. That's my rule. As long as we say why the person's here, we can say it when they're not here too. That's sure. It's not our fault they're not here. They should be here.
Exactly.
All right, let's end it there. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. You're getting all that extra content, all the stuff, and the Discord, the extra stuff, the watch-alongs, etc. For Black Trey, for Big Jerm, for Jay Steeles, I'm Amino Hatson, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.